Hello and welcome to the broadcast. This is the ministry of North Harford Baptist Church in Jarrettsville, Maryland. Visit us online at northharford.org. All right, our week three catechism is called Living as Disciples. Remember, the name of this catechism is Our Savior and Lord. This week is Living as Disciples, and there's two questions. Number one, as disciples of Jesus, what motivates our obedience to Him? Such an important question. What is it in our hearts that drives us to obey Christ, to want to obey Him, that motivates us to obey Christ? Here's the answer. Love and gratitude motivate our obedience. John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Simple to see the structure there, simple to grasp it, simple to understand it. Love comes first, and that grows into obedience. Love leads to obedience. If you love me, Jesus says, you will keep my commandments. So, first of all, love motivates obedience. Love makes obedience possible. And then it goes on, he also said, "Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little." Luke 7:47. Here you see the idea of love, but you also see the idea of gratitude, of being thankful for forgiveness, being thankful that Christ has been merciful to me, being thankful that Christ has been gracious to me, being thankful that Christ has received me, a sinner. That gratitude, in conjunction with love, leads to repentance and faith and obedience in God. Loving God is the first and greatest commandment. For your own study on that, Matthew 22:36-38. So the first question, what motivates our obedience to Jesus as his disciples? Love and gratitude motivate our obedience. The second question is, where do we practice discipleship? Where is it that we live out obeying Christ? Where is it that we live out being his student, being his follower? Where do we practice discipleship? We practice discipleship everywhere. That means we serve him at home, church, work, or kids at school, or at school. Lots of adults are in school too. And in all the world, wherever we may be, in our hobbies, in our habits, out with our friends, leisure activities, wherever we find ourselves, we are a disciple of Jesus Christ. We live out following him, loving him, obeying him, wherever we are. It's not something we turn off. It's not just for one portion of life, but it's for all of life. And the answer goes on, Jesus taught, this is from Matthew 5:14-16, "You are the light of the world." What a powerful metaphor there for the disciple, a light that shines forth in the world, shining forth, being a disciple of Christ. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others." You see that metaphor again. Let your light shine. The light of being a follower of Christ should shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I love that this week, this study of the catechism, because you see how discipleship has to do with the inner man in the heart, this foundation of love and gratitude, but also the outer man in how we live. Wherever we are, how we live, a discipleship manifested as a light for the world, a light of being a follower of Jesus, being one who loves him, being one that's repented of sin, and is now devoted to being a follower of Jesus Christ. So we love him, we're full of gratitude for Christ and what he's done for us, and we live that out in discipleship wherever we are, every day, being a follower of him.